Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome, 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 and welcome to the studio. King Cash, hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. And I'm nice and cool, and you're rather hot because you've walked all the way from Bremen Station.
Yeah, that's error in judgment.
Yeah. And now I'm going to hazard a guess. It's probably about, it's got to be about 2 miles, I think. Probably more than that.
Definitely felt like more than that.
And it's warm, isn't it? And it's quite humid as well. It's quite humid out there. Love the name. It's a great rapping name as well. King Cash. It's King and Cash spelled with a K, of course.
Cash with a K.
Yeah, King Cash. How did the name come about?
Originally, it was just Cash. I wanted something, just a name that was simple, that people got. It's very simple to me. And King was like, you know, rap is very competitive.
Yeah,
so I just wanted to be like, all right, this is the top guy. So King Cash.
King Cash. About. And I suppose it's not like the cash as in cash, money cash, is it? It's not significant to that, no.
It has no
meaning whatsoever.
No meaning to...
Now... Of course, that's not your real name. What, can we say your real name?
Yeah, my name's Precious Williams.
Well, that's a pretty good rapper name as well, though, isn't it?
Yeah, a few people said that.
But you're, I mean, you came, you're, what, about 6 foot tall?
Yeah, 6'3".
6'3", so if you've got Precious, people could be, would people come up and go, oh, my Precious! I'm sharp. It's King Cash, isn't it?
Yeah, it's King Cash.
You're not from Essex, are you? You're from London?
London, yeah. Walthamstow, to be precise.
What do you make of Essex? Do you just, because there's a lot of media stuff happening around here at the moment. We've got the Towie thing, the Only Wears Essex.
Yeah.
Do you watch any of that?
No. But it's weird. Like, Walthamstow's a weird melting point between, like, I guess Cockney East London, but it still has a lot of some Essex influence because you've got, like, Ilford and Rumford, like, quite close by. So, yeah, there's still that connection, that vibe. Yeah, it's cool.
Good. Just turn the air conditioning off. Did you hear it on the mic going? Oh, I wonder what that noise was. Now, let's get to the music, because this, I've taken this off your Facebook here. It says, I don't want to simply change with the times. I want the reason the times change. The statement embodies everything music artist King Cash stands for and gives us an insight into your creative vision.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good statement.
Yeah, I just think too often in art, music, and just life in general, we're just victims to circumstance. So what I try to do in both art and life is trying to just make my own decisions count for something and create my own visions and see them through. So just not to simply be a victim of circumstances, oh, you're from this area, or you grew up like this, or yada yada yada. If I see something in my mind and I want to make it happen, let's go for it.
Yeah. And your background's quite interesting, because you're born in Ukraine, to Ugandan parents, raised in East London.
Yeah.
At the tender age of 8, you already started rapping whilst being a cellist.
In my school orchestra. It was really cool because they had a program where you could just learn an instrument, like I forget which other ones there were. It must have been like violin and whatever.
Lovely and spelling.
And
what, sitting in a cell? Well, you're a cellist.
And I just chose cello because it seemed interesting. I took it up for a few years. I don't play anymore, but it introduced me to the world of, you know, classical music and song arrangements and classical instrumentation. And at that time, I was also, as a kid, I just liked to write creatively. I'd write diary entries, short stories, whatever came into my head. But when I'd hear rap on the radio, that's what stuck to me.
Yeah.
So I kind of, you know, pushed on with rapping, and then eventually started producing my own beats as well.
I suppose it'd be kind of hard to bring the instrument into the type of music you do as well, wouldn't it?
It can happen.
You've got engineering. You're doing an engineering science graduate in London's Queen Mary University. Is that all done?
Yeah. That's done and dusted a long time ago. That was cool. That was a good experience. I didn't, you know, at the end of it, I didn't feel like I wanted to pursue that as a career.
This music is
goal.
For you.
Yeah, definitely.
So, for the listeners then, let's get down to the music. So, how would you describe your musical genre? It's hip-hop, rap?
I'll tell you, it's based on hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
it's like I rap, that's how I deliver the message, but there's like different elements in it as well. I've recently, last year I put a band together. So a lot of the future music you'll hear is actually has a lot more live instrumentation to it. So like it's a mixture between punk rock, because my guitarist and my drummer come from that background. My keys player, he comes from a gospel background, and yeah. My bassist, he comes from a classical background, and I'm a hip hop guy. So like we've been jamming in the studio for a while. We haven't released anything as of yet. But yeah, the future stuff will be a lot more heavily live-based music.
Yeah, what rap artists influence your music? I mean, at the moment, Eminem has just played Wembley. Was it at Wembley?
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely Eminem. I don't know an up-and-coming rapper today who couldn't say they've been influenced by Eminem. Also, Dr. Dre, who signed Eminem to his first record deal. Yeah, Dr. Dre for me, he's a producer and rapper, but he has just such a great grasp on sound and what makes for good music and good instrumentation, good song arrangements. Yeah, for me, Dr. Dre is like genius.
It's good to see the rappers, holding their own now. It's making a little bit of a comeback as well. But the when you talk about great singers, you can obviously reel off thousands and thousands. But yeah. With rappers, it's a lot harder. There's only a certain core, fame. Where you can name, probably the average person probably named five or six, and they're probably at the Sugar Hill Gang thrown in there for starters.
That's it.
And so it's quite specialist. So I suppose it's hard. Most people they start off by wanting to tell a story. And is that how you kind of get into it? Is it you want to get your words out there? Why did you choose rapping over singing? I suppose is the question.
I just couldn't sing. it's really that simple. I just can't. I can't really hold a high note or a very low note. I can rap very well. I can rap rhythmically to make it sound interesting.
I'm going to have to take rapping up then. That's it. I've worked.
But singers are really of a different class when you think of the greats from Mariah Carey, Aretha Franklin, whoever you want to name. Singing is, it's something else. I think rap is more aligned with poetry. It's a more aggressive form of poetry in a way.
And you performed at the 2012 Paralympic Games, I hear.
Yeah, they had the torch relay. So when they were bringing the Paralympic torch around, and fortunately, I got to perform. They set up a festival in Leighton. It's like 1,000+ people there, and then we had the torch come around, and I got to perform. It was great energy, great vibe. It's a great mix of people from the local area, families too. Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, well, we're going to put a track on, listen to the first track, because the first one is Worth the Wait.
Yeah.
Featuring Alex Lovell, produced by yourself.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Worth the Wait, it's the title track of my last EP. That's available to download if you want to check it out. It's just about, holding on and kind of what I was talking about before, like making your destiny your own, and it's just going for it and then just waiting at that moment, something will eventually give and it'll be worth the wait when you get to that place.
Okay, King Cash, Worth the Wait, here we go.
Wake up, take a look at the sky, but I think it's getting worse today. Don't worry, just try to get by, I don't even know the words to say. Yeah.
changes. This is if you've been waiting on your chance for ages. Stamp your mark, you know you got the heart to make it. You've been to the bottom from the scars you've taken. When you get to the top, it be past amazing. The yellow brick road, your path is waiting. Head up high, you're far from jaded. So don't worry if you're down in your luck. Go get up, cause you gotta aim high. So when you think you're in the grind and you're stuck, shoot for the stars and your plans will take flight. From the dark and late nights, from the harsh and grey skies, we just craft to get by. So we just hustling hard to daytime. A difference today, and you feel you're not getting the praise. Keep your head up, me and you were thinking the same. Try to make a milli just for minimum wage. Gone to November, now you're living away just to make ends meet and to limit the pain. I'll fool you when you hurt, you a soldier. Just stand up and brush the dirt off your shoulder. When I think of how these hard times are killing me, I just think about the starlights, the bigger dreams, what everything in this fast life can really mean. So just enjoy like a car ride in limousines. I just hope that my views can inspire thought. That's why I get in the booth to just write some more. So take a minute to just try and pause. More fire from the few just to fight my cause.
Wake up, take a look at the sky, but I think it's getting worse today.
Welcome back. Oh, fantastic track.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And I was blown away because I was expecting something slightly different. I don't know why. I thought it might have been a more of a heavy track, but that's kind of like a dance track rap, if that makes any sense.
Okay. I never thought about it like that. I can understand, perhaps where you... Yeah, because like it has a drum and bass kind of feel and yeah, that's...
It's kind of meets halfway. You can still, you can still see people booging to that kind of thing. You've built support from local ground up, whether it be local radio stations like ourselves. You've got SBTV and Flavour Magazine. What was that? Is that SBTV? Is that a TV channel?
Yeah, that's it's like one of the biggest, I guess, urban online music channels, certainly in the UK. There's like 9 million. Viewers monthly. They've been supporting my stuff. They blog my stuff on their website quite a bit. Same with Flavour Magazine. It's just kind of doing the rounds and like seeing who's supporting. And thankfully, like a lot of people have been, giving me a push and saying we like this guy because he's hardworking, sees some talent.
Because I got this off your site. It says here, to present your music in its best light, a major part of your campaign has been self-funding and organising your own shows since 2006. How does that work, self-funding?
When I started, searching out for live gigs, I actually find it very difficult to get on specific shows with promoters that I wanted to get on. And once I realized, you know, I had only 20 people, well, even if I had 20 people I knew that wanted to see me, I was like, you know what, 20 people's enough to make a show. So I started seeking out venues myself personally, you know, putting my own money up and then just putting on my own nights. So I did that consistently, and I still do that consistently, for, you know, from small venues to, you know, slightly larger venues. We just, my most successful night was at Hoxton Square Bar. So like Jesse J's played there before, and yeah, it just showed I can build a very good, solid grassroots following organically.
What do you make of the current UK rap scene?
I think there is talent there, but I think it just needs a bit of direction. I think a lot of hip hop artists who do want to come through kind of feel they need to change themselves far too much to kind of fit into the quote unquote mainstream. I don't know if you've heard of an act called two rappers called Crept and Conan. Great rappers, and they got to number 19 on the album charts independently. That is impressive. They didn't have a particularly big radio single or a particularly big co-sign from the mainstream, but they built their grassroots following and followed through on who they are, what they stand for. And I think more artists kind of need to follow that. Another artist, Getz, I think he got like number 23 on the album charts as well. Again, no particularly big radio single, but he has a very solid following. And I think, yeah, I think a lot of rappers and, you know, yeah, artists in the UK industry, they just need to be more confident in what they originally are doing.
So what advice would you give to a young rap artist or a young person who wants to start off in rap? They've you know, they say come out of school and they want to get into music, and they've chosen rap as their format. What would you what advice would you give to them?
First and foremost, kind of like be open-minded. Be open-minded about the individuals you meet in life generally. Just try and meet as many different people, form as many opinions about the world as you possibly can. So then once you have some sort of idea of who you want to be, you can translate that into being the artist you want to be. And then when you're making your music, just stand by what you believe in. That's it. It's if you feel, you know, you know, not everyone might like your opinion or what you have to say, but artistically, if you hone your skills and put it in the correct way, just stand by what you believe and stick to your guns.
Okay. Well, we're going to have a few adverts and then we'll be back talking to King Cash about your next track. So stay right where you are.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
The St Francis Hospice Specialist Community and Crisis Support Service helps thousands every year. Now there's a 24-hour free advice line, but they need your help with the St Francis Hospice Summer Raffle. For just £1, you could win a Ford car worth more than £8,000. Enter before August the 27th. Call 01708 723 593 or go to sfh.org.uk. St Francis Hospice, proud of the past and dedicated to the future.
What is a CVS? A Council for Voluntary Service is a local voluntary organisation formed and run by local voluntary groups to promote and develop the effectiveness of voluntary action. CVS promote the effectiveness of local groups and organisations by providing support services such as information, advice and training. CVS acts as a representative body for the views and needs of the voluntary sector and supports the development of a clear partnership and complementary working relationships between the voluntary sector, volunteers and statutory agencies. CVS maintains a resource centre which is staffed and equipped. For more information, call 01277 222299.
So it's on. 50 things Rob hasn't done yet, and only 50 weeks to do them in as well. Can you help? No, really, I need your help. If I stand any chance of ticking off these things from my bucket list, I'm going to need my own little helpers.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, brought to you by Northwood, the proper property people. For sales and lettings, call 01708 74 75 07.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Welcome to the Events Guide. Now, loads of things coming up on the Events Guide. Just check that out on phoenixfm.com. I'm going to pick on next week, actually, because we've got the Brentwood Festival here and the Brentwood Centre from Friday, the 18th of July. Brentwood Centre is in Doddinghurst Road. Friday, it's 80s Rock Back Night with Alexander O'Neill, headlining along with tribute act Cool as the Gang. And I shall be doing a Back to the 80s set, DJing on the marquee stage, is where all the bars are, so happy days for that. Come on down, say hello. Saturday is Mod Pop Rock and Scar Day with Missing Andy, the Jewelers and Simon Oscar from Ocean Colour Scene. And Sunday is Family Fun Day with UB40 headlining, plus 100 real ales on tap and a New Street Food Village show looking great. And the weather's going to be looking great, looking at 30 degrees, tops on the weather as well. £50 for the weekend, £20 per day if you want to come down. You can pay here at the Brentwood Centre, and you get all the information, info at brentwoodfestival.co.uk, or try our link, here's the details.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, welcome back. Brentwood Festival next week is going to be really good. I do love a good old festival.
Yeah.
This is time of year now, isn't it?
I think, yeah. I just performed yesterday at Experience Festival, and that's our local one in Walthamstow. Yeah, it's great community vibe, fun. So, yeah, everyone get down to the Brentwood Festival.
I was down in Southend yesterday. They had a festival there, Village Green, I think. It's called the Village Green Festival.
Oh, okay.
And it was good to see so many people there. It was heaving. And it's great, because the weather just about held, and we've had a bit of, you know, naff weather. So it's good to see the festival's doing well. You rap quite quick. This is a question I always ask, because I've had quite a few rappers in.
Okay.
And I always wonder how you remember all the words, because when you're rapping, it's not like a song where you've got key points. You can go, oh, I missed that bit, I'll go to the chorus and catch up.
Yeah.
You're kind of on your own when you rap. So do you forget? Is that something that happens? Do you forget a line?
I don't forget. I don't know, it's hard to say. I think hip-hop, especially if you're from the UK, you have a garage influence to you, whether you realise it or not, because that's just what we grew up listening to. And garage MCing has been quite fast for me. That when I listen to a garage MC, he's a lot quicker than I'm going, especially like with grime MCs, they're rapping a lot quicker than I'm going. So to me, it doesn't sound particularly fast to me, but if I'm quite fast to the listener, it's because I get it from garage MCs and grime MCs.
Yeah. You're gigging at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where can listeners catch you next? Where are you going to be locally? Well, I mean, say locally, you're in London.
I mean, the big one I've got coming up is Sunday, 27th July at the Great British Carnival at Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. So yeah, that's part of Carnival Extra, so get down there if you can. Free entry, by the way, from 12 p.m. Then 1st of August I'm in Bohemia in Hackney, East London. 2nd of August I'm playing Acklam Village Festival, that's in Acton, West London. Just confirming a few more dates in the meantime. But yeah, you can check out all my gig listings on my website, kingcashmusic.com.
Okay. Did you get nervous before gig, or you're pretty laid back? You seem like a laid back fella.
cheers.
You don't look like a rapper. I mean, the last rapper I came in had, he was about the same, funny enough, he was around about the same height as you, really tall guy. And he had these massive, great shorts on. I say massive because if I had to put them on, they'd cover my whole body. And they was red. It was like basketball kind of look.
All right.
And Mr. Arch. It was.
Oh, right, right, yeah, yeah.
All the chains, yeah. With a baseball hat on a school whiff.
Yeah, it's cool. Big up Mr. Arch.
Yeah, he does a bit of rapping. He rapped on a few of the tunes that I've got another guest have been on. So, but yeah, you don't kind of look like that kind of guy. You don't.
I appreciate that.
Do you break out into a different look when you're on stage? Or do you just stay low key?
I don't know. I just kind of go with what I usually wear. I haven't really thought about if I look quote-unquote like a rapper, but I
don't think you've got to look like a rapper. Eminem goes for the baseball cap, doesn't he?
It
is synonymous with rappers, I suppose, because people have if you think of a rapper, they go, oh, that looks like that.
Yeah, I think with them, like American artists, it's very, they're very much about the aesthetics of their look. I think with the UK scene, we have a bit more diversity, finesse, and so you can pick out some people. Yeah, they go for the rapper's rapper look, but yeah, it's just a mix of mixed bag in the UK, which is good.
Yeah,
which is good.
Well, we're going to be playing your other track. I'm looking at the time now, so we'll probably do it just after news, but right, so we can chat about the track before and after. So what I'll probably do is I'm just going to dig out the new one from Eminem with Nate Russ. Yeah, because they've just been in London singing. It was last night and the night before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
London, the stadium. So, and in the meantime, we'll be back and we'll talk about your next track, which is called Something Now, isn't it?
Yeah, Something Now, featuring John Neal.
Okay, let's get a jingle and a bit of Eminem, and we'll be right back with King Cash. So, can you believe someone was waving out the window? I thought some sort of emergency was going on. It could have been your guest, but we was waiting for Alicia English. I haven't heard from her, so I'm not too sure whether she's going to make it in. Anyway, managed to get outside, and some bloke said to me, "Is that your car there, mate?" He was trying to get a big fairground ride, because it's going to be, I suppose, for the festival next week. That's what that's about. What car couldn't have been you, anyway, because you walked down, didn't you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I bet you wouldn't have that car there, because it's a hell of a walk.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you were on Chrissy B's show a couple of weeks ago. Tell me about that.
It was actually last Wednesday. I filmed on the Chrissy B show that's on Sky Channel 203. It aired on Friday, basically talking about my upcoming projects. Recently got a sponsorship deal from a startup mobile phone company.
Is that More Mobile UK?
Yeah,
that sponsorship deal. So that's good news.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm always looking for new ways to connect with people and new avenues I can use as an artist to kind of, you know, get my message across. So that's an interesting one. The company launches late summer or early autumn. So it's just. They're just kind of putting the groundwork in at the moment.
Another artist that was on here, Rajif, he's around the circuit. He was on Chrissy B. Tuned in. I'll catch up on Catch Up TV. It'd be good.
Awesome.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
It's obviously it's so different. I take it doing TV to radio because you've got the cameras in front of you. Is it more nerve wracking or is it?
When I'm on the radio, I can kind of. I don't need to think about looking at a particular direction or being so much in focus. I can just talk. It's like being in the studio behind the mic. On TV, you kind of just need to take extra care about how you come across.
Yeah. I could turn the webcam around and film you. I'll turn this around here. Everyone can look. Everyone who's in the chat room will look at him going, look at you there. That is what. There he is. That's the man.
Hey, Essex.
That is the man. So, it's good to have the sponsorship as well, because does it take the pressure off the funding?
Yes, but it's more to do with access to people. That's in this day and age, people are bombarded left, right, and center, like especially with like Facebook and Twitter, saying, "Oh, check this out, blah 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 blah," and it's just really cool to have a fresh new medium in which to kind of just approach people. Yeah, so I'm kind of looking to see how that pans out in fall. So yeah, in about September time.
Talking about social media, for people who want to find out more, it's quite easy to Google King Cash, but you've got obviously got Facebook page. Run for all the addresses on that.
I mean, you can catch everything on my website. That's kingcashmusic.com. But my Facebook is at kingcashmusic. That's Cash with a K. Twitter is the same, at kingcashmusic. SoundCloud is at kingcashmusic.
So basically, as long as you put the K in on the cash, it will come up.
Yeah.
If you go to the website, if I remember, if you go to the top right, there's actually a list. There's all the little links.
You
tab on each one and then just join. And that's how I've done it. Easy peasy. Let's just go to, before we put, because we're going to put your track on in a sec, something now. Let's just talk about the writing of the songs, because how do you go about writing the songs? Do you draw on experiences? Talk us through from scratch how you start off writing a rap song.
If I'm the one producing it myself, I will usually start off with, you know, just a basic like drum pattern, and then I'll play some basic chords out on the keys, and at that point I'll have a concept for what the track should be about, and then I'll sort of tell a story or some sort of narrative, and I'll write the hook, and I'll just kind of leave it at that, and then produce the track, and then write the verse, and then go back and then just tweak the arrangements and whatnot. If I get a beat from someone else,
when you say chords, you go onto keyboard.
Yeah. So if I get a beat from someone else, usually I need to kind of, as long as I get the vibe very quickly and like, oh, this track should be talking about this, then I can usually just, you know, again, I'll write the hook very quickly and then kind of vibe out the verses.
Yeah. You've got a few features coming up on some of the songs. So obviously you collaborate with other people, but if you had the option of widening that field to like a, you know, professional big artist, who would you like to collaborate with? A singer or rapper or anyone?
Okay. I think Nas, I'm a big fan of Nas. He's like my favorite rapper of all time. So if I could do that, that would be, yeah, that'll be one for the books.
That'd be pretty cool. We're going to put the next song on. This is the King Cash Something Now. Tell us a little bit about that.
this was really cool collaborating with John. He originally sent me some beats just over the email. It sent two or three. And, like, they were cool, but I know, I just felt there was something missing. So we went to his house. And then we're like, you know what, we're going to start something today. I played him some of my beats that I produce. He played me some of his beats that I produce. And then we're like, cool, all right, let's try and find some middle ground to what we both do. And, you know, hats off to him. He kind of understood what I was about. And then, you know, he produced an awesome track, wrote it together. And, yeah, that's how Something Now came about. The track deals with relationships and just overcoming barriers that may cause a relationship to break down.
Okay. This is King Cash, Something Now.
Let's strip away the layers now. Can we dig into the roots of this? Forget about the past. Gonna start thinking about what the future is. We remind ourselves, let's start thinking about what the future is. Forward from this moment, let's start living so we move to it. Cause there's no time for regrets. walking that thin line and we just tried it, was minding our step. Yeah, cause you know we're as fly as a jet, taking flight now when that view is better the higher we get. I spent a long time now talking to that man in the mirror. Yeah, we're staying but we're cut from a different cloth, our fabric is thicker, even now our passion is bigger. Time now to stand and deliver, wait for that freeze frame, perfect moment to capture this picture. Through this lens it's plain to see what we have is a winner, cause we don't know our strength, realize it's actually with us. Yeah, so we've just been waiting to excel patiently as well, so we say this to ourselves.
You looked into your past, the last and found, went through all the dark, and you are something now. Yeah, you are something now. You gave it all your heart, now you are standing proud, went through all the dark, and you are something now. Yeah, you are something now.
Labeled by the cover, read the pages in the book. I'm just speaking from experience to make it understood. Just know that it's time for celebration. Gotta rise up, take your place and didn't realize what I think you'll find. This life is for the taking, moving further in the sky. Alright, it's higher elevation. From the past that we've made it this far, we're trying to make a statement. Fighting for what's right, it feels like we've been waiting ages. Blinded by the light sometimes, cause we've been chasing status. And I say we, cause it's you and I, do or die, to a life, moving kind. This is how we choose to ride. Just know the petty differences can swiftly move aside and see the bigger pictures there. If you use your mind, yeah, I see the pride and conviction now. Tears roll coming through your eyes as you listen out. Cause we've just been waiting to excel patiently as well. So we say this to ourselves.
You looked into your past, the last and found. Went through all the dark, and you are something now. Yeah, you are something now.
This the moment we've been waiting for. As the dark night fades away, some sun pierces through the cloud for a brighter day. Got our heads held high, feels like we can fly. We've waited all this time, we've never felt so alive. And so we say,
you looked into your past, the last and found. Went through all the dark, and you are something now. Yeah, you are something.
King Cash, something now. We'll be right back after this.
Sunday lunch. Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Papa John's Pizza Brentwood and Phoenix 98 FM are bringing more fantastic live music to Old Brentwoods. Friday, 18th of July, it's another Phoenix Friday. Four top live acts including Duke, Kate Thomas, Matthew Shepherd, and the X Factor's Lydia Lucy.
Once in my life I have someone who needs me.
ticket is £7, available from essex-live.co.uk or by email radio@phoenixfm.com. Book early for one of the limited places on the Brentwood Brewing Company bus. Friday, 18th of July. Old Brentwood's. Phoenix Fridays with Papa John's Pizza Brentwood and Phoenix 98 FM.
Experience the Millier's Hairdressers difference. Your hair's as important to us as it is to you. Visit for the first time and get 25% off any treatment. The Millier's Ladies Hairdressers difference. You're in safe hands with a friendly, experienced team. We're online at milliahairdressers.co.uk. Look for us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at @millia_hair. We're open 6 days a week opposite Sainsbury's on the Ongar Road. Millier Hairdressers, part of the DeMillier Hairdressing Group, with branches in Upminster and Brentwood, established in 2004. Call Brentwood 200080.
The Brentwood Festival 2014. 30 bands, 3 stages, 3 days. Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the 18th, 19th and 20th of July. It's all about the 80s on Friday, with live performances from Alexander O'Neill and Cool as the Gang. The Jewelers, Missing Andy, plus Simon and Oscar from Ocean Colour Scene on Saturday. And reggae legends UB40 live on stage on Sunday. Check out brentwoodfestival.co.uk for info and booking. The Brentwood Festival 2014, the 18th, 19th and 20th of July.
Yeah, welcome back. If you fancy going to that, it's only £20 ticket if you're coming just for the day, or £50 for the whole weekend, 3 days. Now, I shall be there Friday night if you want to come say hello. I'm doing an 80s set in the marquee tent. That's where all the bars are, so we're going to have plenty of fun on that. We're chatting to King Cash. We just played his track, which was fantastic, by the way. Another great track. Now, what are you doing for videos with these? Have you been doing a few videos around these tracks?
I put up a lot of visuals on YouTube, not necessarily full-blown music videos, but just good visuals to accompany them. Right now I'm trying to pinpoint what would be my next single, and with that would come like proper music video. So look out for that soon.
Okay, fantastic. A lot of the guests I have on the show, bearing in mind the X Factor's on TV in the coming weeks, have done a little bit reality TV. Is it something you'd look at? Would you take rap onto? Would you try on? If you know, if someone said, you know, do you want to go on Britain's Got Talent? Is it something you'd look at, or is it just strictly no-no?
I don't know about like Britain's Got Talent or X Factor, but I'm sure there's a way. As some new show or something.
Live and unsigned, which ain't too, not too bad, is it?
That's yeah. So if, as long as it's kind of done in a way that's still kind of, this is true to me, I'm, you know, up for it.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
And insight into music, and we'll try and get you back when you've done a few more. Have you got any EPs or albums planned? Are you looking at?
At the moment, me and the band are putting together the next EP. So we've got the tracks like done, locked in. We're gonna go in the studio real soon and record them.
I'm so looking forward to listening to the final productions of the track and the EP. Do you have a name in mind, or is it just gonna be?
It's called Metropolis Dreams.
Fantastic.
Yeah, something now will actually be on it, but it's a complete live arrangement of the track instead of that electronic studio version.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, King Cash, thanks for joining us on the Sunday Lunch Show. For anyone who's missed parts of it or any of it, it's going to be repeated on the show page blog. The full show I'll be pasting up there tomorrow, probably about tomorrow afternoon. And you can find that on phoenixfm.com under the programs, Sunday Lunch Show. You also can find it on Facebook on the Sunday Lunch Show. And I'll be tweeting it out. If you're not following us, it's at DJ Tony Sat or at Phoenix FM or at King Cash Music. Don't forget, Cash is with a K.
Cash with a K. It's important.
It is important. King Cash, thanks for that. Talk to you soon. And in the meantime, bit of Usher.